Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories today.
We love to read books, be silly, and play.
Me and my mommy are here every week to read you great stories that all are unique. Join us at bedtime, or bath time, or breakfast. We promise it's better than a trip to the dentist.
Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories.
Guys, welcome back to another episode of Sleepyhead Stories. This week I wanted to read a book about something that maybe all of you are thinking and feeling. We have friends who live in Germany. We also have family. If you've been following us for a long time, you know that Conchetta's father's from Germany and all her family on that side are in Germany. And we haven't been able to see them for a long time now because of the COVID-19 pandemic that's going on. So it can be sometimes a little sad because we want to see our friends and we do see them on FaceTime and on, you know, Zoom calls online. Oh, she decided to chime in. And in person, we talk every weekend to our grandfather and other people. But our friends in Germany, in Hamburg, Emmy and Steffi and Sven and Max, sent us a book titled Friends. It's a German book that's been translated into English, so I can read it here on Sleepyhead Stories. And it's about friends and how they love doing things together, but how sometimes they have to be apart. But they always find ways to come back to each other if they're true friends. So I thought that was a really good theme right now for those of you that can't see all the friends that you want to see or the family that you want to see. But you know that if you're true friends, you will eventually, one day, we will all see each other again and it'll all be fine. So we want to thank Emma and Steffi and Sven and Max for this book. And we dedicate this Sleepyhead story to them. Conchetta, do you want to say anything? She didn't want to talk. I put her on the spot. Conchetta says thank you, too. She was excited to get the book. Yeah? She doesn't want to talk. So, after these messages, guys, we're going to get to the book, Friends. Hold on. This reading is dedicated to the Marinesi family. Friends, written and illustrated by Helme Hein. Every morning, when Charlie Rooster strutted into the barn to wake the other animals, Johnny Mouse and Fat Percy went with him to help. Good friends always stick together, they said. When this job was done, they wheeled their bicycle out of the barn and set off for their morning ride. They could ride down the roughest paths and up the steepest cliffs. No curve was too sharp for them and their bicycle. No puddle was deep enough to stop them. One day, they played a game of hide-and-seek by the village pond. While Johnny Mouse was hiding, he discovered an old boat lying in the tall grass. He showed his friends, and they decided to play pirates. Good friends always decide things together, they said. Johnny Mouse took the tiller. Charlie Rooster opened his wings to make the sail, and Fat Percy plugged up the hole in the side of the boat by sitting on it. Fat Percy's a pig. They sailed out on the open water, and as the day went on, they felt very brave and bold. They conquered the village pond. But hunger finally sent them back to the shore. First, they tried to catch a fish, but their stomachs rumbled so loudly that they frightened all the fish away. Then they went looking for cherries. They shared them, some for Johnny Mouse, some for Charlie Rooster, and twice as many for Fat Percy. Johnny Mouse didn't mind, but Charlie Rooster complained. He said it was unfair, so they gave him the cherry stones. Friends are always fair, they said. They ate so many cherries that they all got stomach aches and had to sit down for a while before they started back. As evening fell and the shadows grew longer, they bicycled home. Behind the hen house, near the water barrel, they swore to be friends forever. Good friends always stick together, they said. They decided to spend the night in Johnny Mouse's house, but Charlie Rooster got stuck in the doorway. It was too small. Then Fat Percy invited them to spend the night with him, but Johnny Mouse said he didn't want to sleep in a pigsty. Finally, Charlie Rooster suggested sleeping in the hen house. They tried to rest on a perch high above the ground, but it broke. So, sadly, they said goodnight to each other and went to their own beds. Sometimes good friends can't be together, they said. But that night they dreamed about each other, the way true friends do. The end. Guys, I hoped you liked that short little book. It was so sweet, and it was a sweet gift to get in the mail at a time like this when we all can't be with our friends. And the illustrations are actually quite beautiful by the author. They're watercolored illustrations. Maybe I will take a few pictures of them and put them on our Instagram for you guys to see. So we want to wish you a great day or a great night, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. And stay in touch with your true friends. Hey guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Sleepyhead Stories yet again. We are available on 13 different podcasting platforms, all major podcasting platforms. So please make sure you are subscribing to us so that you are notified every time we release a new episode, which is around once a week or so, give or take. You can reach out to us if you'd like a shout out on our Instagram page or our Facebook page, or you can even send us an email, sleepyheadstories@gmail.com. We also have a website, sleepyheadstoriespodcast.com. And finally, if you guys could share us with your friends, people, friends, or family that you think would be interested in listening to Sleepyhead Stories, we would appreciate it. Or you can give us a rating on Apple iTunes and let us know what your favorite episode is, and we'll get back to you with a big thank you. Guys, thanks so much. We truly appreciate it. We love reading these books, and we love sharing them with you. Have a great day or a great night.